This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Thousands of workers at a shoe factory in southern China are still on strike despite police arrests of strike leaders. The Yuyun factory, which employs about 70,000 people, produces shoes for companies such as Adidas, Nike, and Converse. The strike began on April 14th as a dispute about wages and benefits. It is the largest strike in the country's recent history. The workers are demanding payment of their full Social Security and Housing Fund subsidies, which they say have not been paid since 2006. It is not clear how many workers exactly have been participating in the strike, but the respected NGO China Labor Bulletin says that at least 10,000 employees are involved. The bulletin also reports that some 40,000 workers and their supporters marched through the streets of Duangguang on Tuesday, April 22nd. In the past 2 months, there have been other worker actions at smaller factories in the region. Some observers have suggested that the increase in strike activity is due to the increased reporting of worker problems on social media. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, has told Fiji that it will send a commission of inquiry to the country unless it stops its abuse of labour rights. A commission is the first step which could lead to restrictions in Fiji's participation in the ILO. The ILO is the UN agency which is focused on matters of work in the world. I talked to Mariwerita Rita Nasi-Mosi, the president of the Fiji Teachers Association. I asked Mrs. Mosi about the military government in Fiji, which took power in 2006, in the latest in a series of coups.
This current government is anti-union. They've kept a close watch on the happenings of the unions. The union leaders have been imprisoned. For the previous coup that had been conducted, they have not touched on the rights of the people in Fiji, especially human rights. But the current one, they are openly targeting the trade union movement in Fiji.
What are some of the things the government has been doing to target the union movement?
Well, if we are to hold any meeting, we have to apply for a special permit. And that is going against the collective bargaining, the freedom of association, freedom of expression. And we've had one of our leaders taken to the military camp, and his vehicle was targeted. And they to the extent of editing everything that goes out of the media, the spoken one, the written one, and even the radio.
Last year, the ILO sent a team of experts to investigate the actions of the government, but the government threw the team out. Now the ILO is saying that a more powerful commission of inquiry may be sent. Will the government accept this new commission?
Well, because they were able to do what they did last year by throwing out the ILO, what will stop them from doing the same thing again with this one? Not until a new government is in place and the ILO to come in, but now, no.
In other news, in Turkey, unionists trying to pressure the government to allow May Day rallies in the central square of Istanbul have been attacked by police. The government has banned demonstrations in the square since 1977, when 37 May Day demonstrators were killed. In this latest action, 13 union leaders were arrested as they attended a rally near the square. The Building of Woodworkers International Global Union Federation has launched a week of action to reduce accidents at workplaces. The campaign is a lead-up to many events to be held on April 28th, the International Day for Safety and Health. The IBM Global Union Alliance has joined with two global union federations to fight job cuts at IBM. The alliance is a network of IBM unions, where they exist, and workers who want a union at local branches of the huge multinational. The global union federations supporting the alliance are Industrial and Uni. In Bangladesh in the past 15 months, 140 new unions have been registered in the garment sector. This is a huge increase over previous years. The increase has been accredited to new legislation enacted after 1,200 workers were killed and 2,500 injured at the Rana Plaza garment factory building last April. And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.